What do you call the ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Well, they have the regular bait worms that they get out of the ground, and then they have some catawba worms that they use. Lots of people here use the catawba worms for it.
What do you call the large worms used for bait? The large ones.
Just call them worms. Bait worms.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime? At night you can
see it. I know
what
you're talking about, but I can't call it. I'm just saying it. Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquitoes?
It's not really a mosquito. It has wings like this. It looks like their wings look like they're lace when you look at them. You know, say that would be its
butterfly.
Head. Uh-huh. It kind of looks like a butterfly, but the wings aren't fat. Like a butterfly's wings sort of cover its whole body. These wings just come straight up and down on two on each side. They look like oars on a rowboat or something. Would you might call it a darning needle? Does that sound familiar? Or a dragonfly?
Well, a dragonfly. Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Dragonfly.
You would call that. And how would you describe that?
Well, it's a small body, you might say, with the wings.
Okay, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't really sting?
Dirt duck.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Ripe peanuts.
Uh-huh. What would your parents have called them, do you think?
Goobers, I reckon, they.
And how would you say, like, do you think anybody would use that word goobers today?
No.
What does it mean to you when you hear somebody?
Well, I'm old enough to know what it is, but Judy wouldn't know what it was. If I were to say goober to her, she wouldn't know what I was talking about.
If a boy is very similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy...
spit image of his daddy.
If a boy's behavior is similar to that of his father, what would you would say that the boy what his father?
He's very much like his father. He's the image of his father.
Anything else? Would you say he'd favor?
Yes, you. He favors his father.
Okay. Now, would you be likely to use favor in conversation?
Well, you can use it.
No, you. I mean, if...
Oh, me?
Do you?
Well, I would use it. I would say that lots of times that child favors his father so much. I favors the mother so much. Either one.